I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Corey Valancourt, reporter for the Smoky Mountain News. Corey, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here, Matt.
So the Folkmoot Festival, big deal in Waynesville. Tell us how it came to be.
Well, in 1973, a Waynesville resident by the name of Dr. Clinton Border visited an English folk festival, and he saw a dance troupe there. So he brought that back to Waynesville, and the festival is now in its 34th year. It still focuses on dance, but it's grown to become a much larger cultural asset for all of Western North Carolina.
And we will say that BPR, Blue Ridge Public Radio, is a sponsor of the festival, and the festival also underwrites on our stations, and we said that. Talk about the sorts of things that people see at this festival.
Well, I'll tell you, it runs July 20th to 30th. That means it starts on Thursday. There are about 30 performances by almost 300 performers from 10 nations, and those can be anything from ethnic and cultural dance as well as music. They also showcase authentic apparel, and then there are several kind of interactive events where people from the community can come and talk to the performers, interact with them, and even learn from them.
What nations will be represented this year?
This year, again, there's always a group from the United States. That group is called American Racket. And there's also always a group from Cherokee. You know, the Cherokee, the Qualla boundary, not far out to the west of us here, has always been an important part of culture in this part of the country. And so they are always amply represented there. But this year from overseas, it's another interesting mix of groups. We have a group from the Netherlands, a group from Argentina, one from Slovenia, India, Russia, Canada, who are actually showcasing Welsh and Irish culture, and then Israel, Taiwan, and then the two groups that I previously mentioned, the United States and Cherokee.
Waynesville may not be the first place you think of it as an international destination for something like this, but they've really embraced this and it's really become part of the culture of the city. So talk a bit about how that's occurred.
It has. You're absolutely right, Matt. Again, over 34 years, this has taken place every summer, and it's always gone between 10 days and 14 days. So these groups come to Waynesville, and there are host families that kind of minister to their needs and often help translate. There are also guides who help the group, you know, find things that they need, whether it's Walmart or, you know, anything like that. But it's become a much more personal relationship. There have been a number of guides who have actually married performers that they met during the festival. So it has really opened up Waynesville to this international community that, you're right, it probably wouldn't have otherwise.
In the countries that do come here, how does that sort of change each year? How do the people who come here get picked, I guess, to come here in any given year?
I understand there's a pretty good screening process by the people at Folkmoot. They do travel overseas. They visit other festivals. There are some groups that make repeated appearances. Several of these groups have been here before. But each year, it's always a shifting lineup, and it's always interesting. Last year, there were some countries from Africa. They're not represented this year. But this year, we have a country like Russia and a country like Israel. So it's always a very diverse, always very interesting mix, and all of these countries have very distinct cultures. So every year, you're getting a brand new lineup of something you really can't find anywhere else.
Obviously, the folk dancing is maybe the biggest attraction of the festival, but there are some things outside of it. So tell us a few of the things outside of dancing that people will be able to see at this.
The most interesting thing about Folkmoot is that in its mission statement, the organization's mission statement, they don't mention dance. They mention building global relationships and fostering this sense of community. So they work very hard year-round at trying to augment the festival with regular programming. I happen to participate in something called a Cultural Conversations Forum, which actually started at last year's Folkmoot, where a diverse group of professionals sat down for 6 weeks and talked about issues of race and bias and things that you might not consider talking about with friends, family members, or certainly strangers. So that's one of the ways. They employ inmates from the Department of Corrections, the Haywood County Sheriff's Office, to help with that and help reintegrate those people into society. Maybe they give them some experience or some job skills. In fact, they've hired a few of them. Folkmoot hosts lectures, community forums, dinners. One of the events this year, the Sunday Soiree, it's got Grammy winner, former Asheville secret agent 23 Skidoo. He's the king of kid hop. He won a Grammy in 2016 for best children's album. Empire Strikes Brass is also at that event, but that's something that takes place year-round as well with kind of singer-songwriter, folk writer. I guess bottom line, all of these things center on culture, and especially when we can showcase Western North Carolina culture, that's what occurs at Folkmoot.
We'll wrap it up with this. Talk about the logistics of bringing 300 people from very different foreign countries into Waynesville and to have this run so seamlessly once they are here.
Well, Waynesville's only a town of 10,000 people. There's only 50,000 people in the county, so something like this is a major undertaking. A few years back, the Folkmoot organization was able to purchase a former school on the south side of Waynesville, which now serves as its headquarters. And all of the performers are housed in that former school. It's kind of bunkhouse dormitory style arrangements. They have a cafeteria. They'll serve between 1,000 and 2,000 meals a day for the next 10 days. But when you walk in there, you will hear tongues of 10 different nations. You will see people that you may have never come into contact with or interacted with. You will see locals coming to help and to volunteer and to work. And in that kind of environment, when you think about the current global geopolitical situation, it's a tremendously heartwarming thing.
Corey Valancourt, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Matt.